Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. We're so grateful that you're here and we're happy that you're joining us as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 17. The chapter opens with now 99-year-old Abram and 90-year-old Sarai. God speaks to Abram and reconfirms the covenant he made nearly 25 years prior. A quarter century has gone by since God made that seemingly improbable covenant with Abram, that he would be the father of a great nation all the way back in Genesis 12. And what seemed improbable then, when Abram was already 75 years old with a barren wife, seems impossible now. God, however, doesn't have that understanding. He speaks to Abram and reconfirms the covenant, telling him that he will multiply him exceedingly in verse 2, even going further than before. Now, Abram will not only be the father of a great nation, but here in verse 4, God says he will be the father of a multitude of nations. God going so far as to change Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of multitudes. Maybe as a sign that the time of God fulfilling his promise to Abraham is coming soon, God gives him instructions of what the sign will be of this covenant that he's made, and that sign will be circumcision. God tells Abram that the sign will be to circumcise every male over 8 days old, to include 99-year-old Abraham. God then goes on to change Sarai's name to Sarah, and ensures that she will bear and give birth to the promised seed, and God tells Abraham that he will name the child Isaac, and this will be the son that the promised seed will come through. Though God had not forgotten Abraham's firstborn son, he still remembers Ishmael, and God promises here as well to make Ishmael a father of a great nation also, and that 12 princes will come from Ishmael. God then departs from Abraham, and Abraham sets off to accomplish what God had commanded by way of circumcising the males of his household. And this, to me, is wonderful and worthy of our attention. Abraham hears God's words, his commands, and he does them. It says in verse 22, he, this is God, finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Then verse 23, the very next verse says, Abraham took all the males and circumcised them. The very next verse after God departs, Abraham sets off to accomplish what God commanded. You know, Abraham had lived 25 years under this calling and promise from God that has yet to come true. And so you might have excused him for not taking this renewal of the covenant serious. But that isn't what we see. God commands and Abraham acts. This is the way we should be today. Our job is not to weigh whether or not God is going to do what he's promised. Our job is to be obedient to his commands. When Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied, we don't wait until we're satisfied to begin seeking after righteousness. We strive for righteousness obediently, trusting that God will keep his end of the promise and we will be satisfied. Our job is faith and obedience. God's word never fails. His promises are true, but it isn't our job to ensure God keeps his end of the bargain. Our job is to be faithful and obedient, just as Abraham was.
And I think it is a very significant chapter in light of our new covenant we have in Jesus. Here we read of the covenant of circumcision and God also giving Abram and Sarai new names. In Christ, we are circumcised in heart and we are given a new name as we are now in the family of God. The short commentary in my Bible about their names changing, it says, the name changes of the patriarch and the matriarch show that they are under God's rule and are called to a new destiny and mission. So I really liked that. Do we see our covenant with Christ as now being under his rule and authority? That's what it means by Jesus being Lord of our lives. We trust he is a good king and shepherd, and he cannot lie. Therefore, we can trust him and joyfully and expectantly obey. We don't have to doubt like Sarai and Abraham did. What seems impossible for us, though, is, will I really overcome sin? So overcoming physical limitations and bearing and giving birth is hard to fathom, but we have a bigger miracle going on inside us. We are changed into new creations in Christ. We are born again. Do we yield to the Spirit that lives in us and feed on that spiritual food that is the Word of God daily so we can grow and mature as heirs of His kingdom? Do we have faith to believe this is true? Our obedience in these things, it will tell us if we believe this is true.
And I'll end today praying from the Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying today from Psalm 90. Eternal God, the only refuge of the afflicted, seeing that the shortness of this present life admonishes us to turn ourselves away from the earthly things and to have our meditation on heavenly matters, grant unto us that we may employ our whole life on the consideration of thy mercy and goodness, and that thine anger may be so turned from us that we may have continually wherewith to rejoice in thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.